the roamer in the night, blinded by the light. Reckless like a deuce, another roamer in the night, blinded by the light.
Be suitable for younger audiences. Spoiler content will be included in this podcast, so if you do not want to be spoiled, you might want to wait until the podcast hits the archives. Accordingly, the thoughts and views of our hosts or callers do not reflect the views of the Missy AE podcast or any of the Whispers groups.
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE show. Tonight, we are going to be discussing last night's Survivor 46 episode, in which Jim left the game, and that might be the first time ever I've had to say that in dealing with Whispers games or Survivor games, that someone named Jim left the game. It's never happened in Whispers, but anyway, we'll get into all of that. And did it backfire on her? You know, all the little shenanigans she was pulling about the advantage, and we'll talk a little bit about what she said today in her interviews, that she had other plans that she was going to incorporate. So we'll get into all of that tonight, and why don't we just get started right away, Steve? Last night's episode, good, bad, indifferent, what did you think?
I thought it was a good episode when you consider the fact that it really showed just exactly how, because I know there are some Survivor fans that are probably confused about last night by Jem leaving, because obviously, you know, with her having an idol, the last thing on people's minds is the fact that she was going to end up leaving like she did last night. So I think it last night really showed from the start, essentially, with her aggressively going after going back and forth with Tim. And Tim was actually the one that called her out for having been the one to hide the Beware advantage, which originally I had thought that was going to be the catalyst that was going to see us have Tim leave last night. You know, I really thought that the way they were setting things up was that, Jem is gonna successfully, she's gonna be the reason that Tim ends up leaving because of that semi big blow up that they had away from camp. But yet, instead, what we got was they were basically showing us how Jem was essentially overplaying when she didn't really need to. You know, she would have had herself in a great spot, having had an idol. And I think if she didn't go through all the bullshit like she did, go and hide the box. Don't actively participate in a wild goose chase, basically, like she did. And she's the one that essentially brought it up, you know, the whole going and searching for the idol. It's no wonder that it ultimately blew up in her face at the end. But basically, to me at least, it seemed like it was an unnecessary gamble that she took by basically, you know, I don't know if she knew it or not, but she was basically slowly turning herself into a target by. Not just that, but also the talk that she had with Ben, with the machete and everything. It's, you know, these people compare notes, and I don't know. She talked about going into last night's tribal, and that she had felt that she was in trouble, that she would have her idol with her. And I found it kind of interesting that they showed that for basically no reason. Like, essentially, they gave Jem a cocky type of edit to where, you know, the wool was basically pulled over her eyes and she didn't even know it until the votes were read for her, basically. Now,
I'm not sure, Steve, and I think everyone by now knows that Jem is one of my favorites, but I'm not sure that's not warranted. I mean, she did kind of do this in a cocky manner.
She did. I mean, you know, for anybody that looks at the edit and how she went about things, she basically overplayed these last couple of weeks, Jem, when she didn't even need to.
And she said on her interviews it was even worse. She said that it didn't get shown, but in the 3 days that her tribe mates were looking for an idol because of what she did, it wasn't like we saw, like, okay, they did that for one day, for a few hours. She said they spent 3 days looking for the damn thing.
Now, that's just a complete waste.
So it was even worse.
Yeah, and I think that they left out.
She had plans to rehide it. She had plans to make a fake idol. I mean, she was all in on messing with them.
And that's something that she didn't even need to do. Because I highly doubt that she was even a
probably
target.
So. But you know how it is, Steve, when you get involved with something and you start doing it, and you do it at the start and you're wondering, should I do this or not? And then you go ahead and do it and you're starting to think, oh, this feeling good. This feeling good. Look. And then you start thinking, all right, what else can I do? What else can I do? I think that's kind of what happened with her.
Possibly, but, you know, it's just, it's so funny because, you know, I look at a cast like this that claims to have a lot of super fans. I believe Jem was one of them. I mean, hell, we had a super fan last night go 8 for 20 in a logo challenge. You know, somebody who claims to know everything about the show, yet he can't. He doesn't know the order of Survivor logos. But that's beside the point. The fact is, you know, if somebody is a super fan of the show, and this has seemingly been a theme that we've seen all season long, and we're not going to mention Banu because he was a complete waste of space for a quote-unquote super fan. But it almost seems like there's a little bit of an overarching theme here, that being people who claim to be big fans of the show either overplaying or basically proving that they don't know exactly everything about this show. Because otherwise, they wouldn't be doing the things that they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's cool to say you're a super fan, but, and maybe you are. And you just don't remember a lot of stuff, but kind of like with what happened with Hunter in that challenge. If you're a super fan, a legitimate super fan, you would have probably knocked that out of the park. I mean, I mentioned it on Twitter last night. I said, when I saw that challenge, I said, oh, my God, Austin Buick would tear this shit up. He'd be through in like a minute.
Yeah, and like I said, I'd be flat out honest. Like, I'd do good all the way up to season 30, and then after season 30 is where it gets a little hazy for me. But other than that, I mean, to only get 8 out of 20 right, it's, come on, dude, you're dominating in everything else, and yet the one thing that you base your entire game off of, you know, being a super fan, and you basically, you're like that character from, what's it called, from The Office, who's carrying the chili, and then he ends up tripping and spilling the chili all over the floor. That's basically what you did with your chance at getting an advantage, and instead you lose your vote. It was surprising, honestly, for somebody as dominant as he's been, to basically drop the ball like he did last night.
Yeah.
Now, Yanu, on the other hand, though, Yanu, wow. You know, just when they mentioned the possibility of them potentially making even more history, as they made history for being the longest tribe in the new era to go without Flint, to go 11 days without Flint. And if they had lost last night, they would have been the one tribe to have lost the most immunity challenges in the new era.
And that kind of bothers me, Steve, because if you go way back in the history of Survivor, we have a lot of Survivor players from the past who are like, you're griping, you didn't get Flint. We were never offered Flint.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, you even mentioned it last night, too, that Probst is really rubbing in this whole new era thing. And
right.
it almost seems like to me that they want to – I agreed with what you said last night, that they wanted to somewhat erase the old era of Survivor, and that, no, this is the new way,
right, is
the way that you play Survivor, you know,
yeah,
26 days instead of 39 days.
When you stop and think about it, I can break it down real simple for you. Old era, Mark Burnett. New era, Jeff Probst.
Yep. And another, you know, it's like I said in response to you last night. You know, these people watching Survivor now don't want to see old timers. You know, they want to see new blood. They want, they want all new players from now on. So it's almost like Jeff Probst is going forward with, okay, we're just going to forget all of our past and focus on basically writing a new history with the new era. Like, everything that happened before season 41 never happened.
Yeah. I think diehard longtime fans understand what's going on. And I know Survivor players from the past understand, and they think it's kind of a little bit of disrespect.
Oh, it is. It most definitely is. I mean, it most definitely is a sign of disrespect from not just Jeff Probst, but also the entire production team. And it's kind of funny, though, that we talk about this, but yet they also, you know, they've been showing highlights of previous Survivor players all season long. You know, it's funny that that they're basically acting as if the past never happened, but yet they're also acting as if the past, almost like they're trying to pay tribute to the past at the same time. It's almost like they're chronologically confused, basically.
Quick update, Steve. Seventh inning stretch, Hogs 3, LSU 2.
Ooh, so it's a close one.
Hagan Smith, who I know I'm prejudiced, but I think his stats, and if you just watch the guy pitch, oh, my God, it's how good he is. Hagan Smith tonight, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 10 strikeouts, season ERA 1.54.
Well, I'm about to see the Red Sox get embarrassed in just a few minutes. Just about a half hour away from that. So,
if nothing changes, I'm planning on seeing the Hogs tomorrow and Saturday. I wanted to see Hagan, but I didn't want to try to do all of this podcast and everything, you know, with the game going on tonight and. And the Hogs and the podcast and then the NCAA, I figured I'll wait till I'm off work.
Right.
Till tomorrow and Saturday.
Right.
But I'm going to see that. I saw him pitch last season and, thought, my God, this guy's good. And, he was so young, you know, he was so young last season. But yet he was so clutch. I mean, as the season went on, he was the guy that they depended on. I mean, he'd start games, he'd come in relief. He's kind of like Cops used to be. And then all of a sudden, you know, when this season starts, it's like, that's our guy. He's our ace. And,
right.
So I want to see him again this season because this kid can pitch. I mean, you need to watch some videos at what he can make a baseball do. I mean, it's crazy. And another little
curveball
thing, Steve, on the White Sox. Benny, of course, Benny made the team. You know, Benintendi, but
yep.
Dom. Made the team too, Don Fletcher. Who I'm,
well,
you know,
that's
I'm
not really
friends
surprising
with Dom,
though. When you can,
and
when you
I'm friends with Dom and his fiance Lauren. You know, they got two Razorback outfielders.
Well, he's been on the cusp of making the major leagues for a while now. So
yeah, with the in the Diamondbacks farm system,
right.
And he made the team with the White Sox. And how many times have we said this, Steve, when we watch the draft and we watch where players end up? The White Sox love Razorback players.
Yeah, but knowing the White Sox, they'll get rid of them sooner or later.
Well, I bet if they got Hagan Smith, they wouldn't get rid of him. Oh man!
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Survivor. Who do we have here so far?
Right now we have Melissa, we have JB, we have Reggie, we have Janet on the line with us so far.
All right, that's a good start. How's everybody doing?
Fine.
Good.
Doing fine here.
All right. Did you go to that parade, JB?
No, I did not. I watched it from house. Neither me nor my wife drive, so we don't have any way to get anywhere. So we haven't been downtown Cincinnati in probably, God, at least 15 years, because there's nothing down there anymore.
Dang, I think I've been downtown Cincinnati more recent than you. And Cleveland, too. I've been downtown Cleveland in the Flats. You ever heard of the Flats, JV?
No, I have not.
Oh, y'all need to Google the Flats in Cleveland. That's kind of the place to go in Cleveland. So a lot of restaurants and stuff. Dang, that reminds me. I need to check and see what Priscilla Presley announced today in Memphis. She was on Beale Street today in Memphis announcing something for Beale Street. I'm thinking she's about to open a restaurant, a club, or something down there. I don't know. But
Jim, we just added Austin to the call as well here.
Oh, there, my man. I already mentioned it, Austin. I said when that challenge come up last night, I put it out on Twitter. All I know is if Austin Buist was in this challenge, it'd be over real quick.
Yep. Yeah, I was like face palming hard when he was like struggling with some of the order. It's impressive that he has like all these like survivor puzzles in his house, but it's like to not know like the order of the seasons. That I feel like that's a pretty easy thing to know. Like,
yeah.
Like if you gave me like all the seasons, I'd be able to put them all together. Like not even just 20, just all the seasons in general. So
yeah. Didn't JJ ask you to do that one time?
Yeah. So what it was? I think it was a night you were off doing something from the game. So like after the challenge, JJ was asking us questions, and it was a survivor challenge that I won, and that's so her question to me is like, Austin, can you name every season's survivor in order? So I did. It took me like a minute just typing them all out, but she's like, is that the actual correct order? I was like, yeah, it is. I just know by memory.
Yeah. I remember that night because after it was over with, she asked me, you know, after she was offline, she asked me, can you name every Survivor season in order? And I said, are you kidding me? She said, well, Austin just did it. I said, that's Austin. I can't do that. And for the record, on Twitter last night when I did tweet your name out as being able to do that so quickly, Tim Gross jumped in and said, I can do it too. And he probably can.
I think
Steve would be really good at it. But the thing about it, Austin, what you brought up about it being like 8 for 20, and Steve and I talked about this today, it was like he's a super fan. He was 8 for 20. But if you stop and put the math, if you put the math to it, if you get a couple of them out of order, it puts the others out of order. So you may only have one or two out of order, but it messes up the whole other order, and all of a sudden you only get 8 when maybe you only miss 2.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
if you miss 2,
it seem like
the whole order's off.
Yeah, it did seem like the later seasons, like when after he became a fan or whatever, he got them like pretty accurate. But some of the earlier ones or some of the ones in the middle, he kind of like switched up. So,
yeah, he got confused on it, but I knew it as soon as I saw that. The first thing I thought of was, man, Austin would nail this crap.
Yeah.
This would be so easy.
Well, yeah, because when they were saying, like, Survivor, like, just, like, testing your knowledge as a Survivor super fan, I thought it was going to be, like, hard questions, like, I don't know, it's like, what tribe did this particular winner come from or something like that, like really
right.
hard questions, like stuff like that. It feels like in my opinion, I know everyone's not going to be good at that, but for my my opinion, it was like pretty standard. If you're a super fan, like you should know to how
yeah
what,
I mean
where the
thing
are.
is, in your opinion, Austin, if you're on there and you're asked that question and you're a super fan, you should nail it. There should have been no confusion. You should have just been able to pop them right in place and said, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like I said in my comment to you when I saw you tag me, I'd be like, because like when I have something that I know I can do, like if I'm playing a game and there's a challenge, I just focus super hard. So it's like I'm literally thinking about if I was in that challenge, like how the producers would edit in a way to make it look like I was struggling, because it wouldn't be a struggle at all to me. I was like, okay, these are the pieces. This is where they go. I've done it like as quickly as I can. So,
Melissa, how would you have done it, that challenge?
I would have sucked.
You would have too. And see, everyone thinks I know so much about Survivor, and I know a lot, but I would have probably sucked at that, because I would have been like Hunter. I would have got about half of them right and then got it out of order. I'd have probably ended up with 8 or 10 points.
And see, we're sitting here bitching and moaning about it, but, you know, there's only a few that are such super fans that could probably do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I knew.
So I mean, he could be a super fan. He just sucked at doing the challenge. I mean, it's like not a big deal.
Well, and the thing is, Melissa, mm-hmm. like I said, if you get one or two out of order, then it makes a lot of them out of order, and you may only miss one or two, but it threw the whole thing out of whack. So you only end up getting 8. When maybe you only missed one or two.
Yeah.
So,
on top of that, you have to consider that he's been out there for 11 days. He hasn't really been eating well, not sleeping well, et cetera, et cetera. So that probably played a part too.
Yeah. JB, I know you would have sucked.
To be honest, I probably would have gotten maybe 10. And I told my wife, I said, you know, if they had seasons 41 to 46, I said, I would have gotten them all right. Because those are the only ones with numbers on them.
Yeah, but they didn't do that. They didn't show that.
I know.
Yeah, they edited the logos.
Yeah.
So, Janet, what if that would have been your final challenge on
yeah.
the last Whisper season you won? How would you have done?
Oh, I would have bombed. I couldn't do it. No. Nope, I would have lost.
Oh, Reggie, I know you would have just said, no, I'm not going to do
this. I'm over it. Nope, not happening. Hell, I don't remember last year.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't keep track of those logos. That is so much useless information. Oh, no. No, not this girl.
Oh, JB, your girl's looking good right now, I think.
Which one of the three?
Not which one. I was talking about Kenzie. I thought Kenzie was your girl.
Oh, the one with the green eyes, right?
Yeah.
green eye girl.
I think her edit is picking up. Hint.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I still don't see her going to the final five, though.
You don't see her going to the final five?
She's not one that I had on my final five that I gave you the other week.
Okay, question. Do you wear glasses?
Me? Yes.
Then have them checked.
Sometimes. And I know her eyes are blue, not green.
That's right. And if you ever question that again, Melissa will show you in Whispers Mods.
But then again, like I said, it's all according to what you're wearing, how the sun is shining on your eyes. Even though her eyes are blue, they're like a, like a bluish kind of green.
Okay.
More blue,
let me. Okay. Let me reply to that. No, it's not.
Okay.
I mean, if her eyes are blue, they're blue. It don't matter
right. What's
around her. Especially, and here's the thing, especially with blue eyes, because I think blue eyes are the most prominent eyes that stand out to people. I mean, a lot of people with brown eyes, people don't notice it. Green eyes, they don't know. People notice blue eyes.
Yeah. But then, like I said, sometimes it's the way that the sun shines on. It's the way that, if it's light outside and you wear different kind of clothes, it's going to reflect on your eyes, and it's going to make your eyes, not look blue, but in Kenzie's case, make your eyes look a little, on the green side. Not green,
Melissa, help me out. What is the color blue? What is blue?
My eyes are when I wear certain colors, like pink and blue, my eyes are blue. But if I'm wearing other colors, they may appear to be hazel, a lighter green or whatever, but for the most part, my eyes are blue. But her eyes are blue. They're like the color of my dad's eyes. And it doesn't matter if she's in the wintertime, the summertime, night or day, or whatever the heck she's wearing, they're blue.
JB,
are they?
You said blue. She said blue. I'll give you another adjective. Her eyes are piercing. Piercing blue.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's
like
good.
My dad.
Okay.
My dad's eyes are that way, or were that way. His eyes were blue. I mean, piercing blue.
Were they blue?
Yeah. Reggie, what'd you think about last night? What'd you think about Jim leaving with all the shenanigans around the advantage and all of that stuff, and finally Yanu not having to go to tribal?
Love that. But Jim was an amateur. She just overplayed too fast, too quick.
Be nice. She's a friend to the pod.
She's what?
I said, be nice. She's a friend to the pod.
Oh, I'll be nice all day long because she's beautiful. And I loved how she said, you know, she snippetly said, have fun, because she didn't want to go out looking like a bitch or whatever it was. I cracked up laughing. I thought,
she totally went out looking like a bitch. They just didn't show it.
Well, I tell you what, I like it when they don't turn around and kissy up and suck butt and go, oh, congratulations, y'all. Good luck. Bullshit. They don't mean none of that. Quit.
No, she went out. She went out. She went out like a bitch. And she admits
it. Well, I'm happy to hear that. I wish they would show that deleted scene. So anyway, I think they made a grave mistake. I don't know who they should have voted out, but it wasn't her. She had a little spunk. She was, you know, she made their team exciting because she's the only one that was a go-getter. Now everybody is like, oh, my God. But if she had used her idol, then she would have been raw unless she'd found another one and, you know, or got individual immunity or whatever. Well, I noticed they're going to merge, but I feel bad for her. I really liked her. Nanu, who is that other one? Yanu? The one that three
people. Well, usually loses.
yeah, them guys. I was very pleased to see them get food in a flint. You know, I don't read all the articles that you post. I always look at the titles, but like, you know, I see Jeff Pro says, oh, I'm never going to change the flint. And I'm kind of getting.
And the fans don't like that.
Well, I'm kind of getting sick and tired of hearing him say new era. When did that get so prominent?
I guess I don't know. Did you hear what I said earlier that I haven't seen anyone bring this up, but it's just my opinion. He's kind of trying to distinguish old era to Mark Burnett and new era to him.
Yeah, I did hear that, but I'm just, you know, it's like, let me barf. I'm over it. Stop harping on it. You know, I guess because we all know it, but maybe there is new people that watch every week. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not new. But
I can tell you this, from being involved with this show for so long, this show still survives. How unique is that? This show survives.
It's lovely.
About
but,
Survivor,
you know,
because of the diehard, longtime fans. It doesn't survive because of new fans. No.
But I'm telling you right now, mark my word, that if he keeps dragging this crap out for an hour and a half and making a cry fest and a kumbala, they are going to start losing viewers. Because I'm getting so sick of it, I'm ready to not even watch anymore. It's like, just get to the point. You know, it was 32 minutes last night before they even did anything. I don't want to know about all their lives.
Well,
I want to see them have immunity challenge, reward challenges, and do stuff.
All right. Well, see, Reggie, you're bringing up a very interesting point.
Well, thank you.
Well, you are, and I'm going to go to Melissa with it and get her thought on this, and then I want to hear what Steve's got to say about it. And I want to hear what everybody's got to say about it because it's very interesting what you just brought up. Survivor fans have always wanted more than an hour, and now we have it, and now Survivor fans are saying, it's dragging out. We're not seeing
nothing.
I never
wanted
over an hour. You're spending too much time doing this. You're spending too much time doing that. So Survivor fans got what they wanted, and they're still not happy. Is it a legitimate gripe? Is it a legitimate gripe, Melissa, that they're wasting the time CBS has given them?
Melissa, just one moment, please, and then I'll let you have it. Remember last year when this got brought up, I said, I don't like an hour. It's too long. I have never liked over an hour, like an hour and a half. I think it's too. And I said that last year. So, okay, Melissa, I'm sorry. I took your time. Go ahead. I'm done.
Well, I'm kind of like back and forth. I'm kind of like back and forth because it really depends on what they're concentrating on, okay? If they're talking where you're just getting to know everybody, if they're coming on and talking about their childhoods, how they were raised, their parents, whatever.
That's one of the things, but when they, it's allowed them to do flashbacks into to people's lives. And that's good, but is it making the episode drag on?
But on the other hand, when they spend you know, 10 or 15 minutes salsa dancing and doing stupid shit like that,
yep,
I don't like
that. I agree. I don't either.
I don't mind them talking about their histories and who they are. But the other, the looking for the idol, for, you know, looking for the stupid idol, digging for the idol, doing the salsa dancing, jump, the jump segment last
week.
Oh,
my God.
Like,
that was the most stupidest thing ever.
That's what I don't like.
That was pretty bad. That was really bad. I can't believe they decided to leave that in. But,
filler, Jim. Filler.
Yeah, Janet, what do you think? Hour and a half, fans wanted this. Do you think they're doing okay with it, with how they're trying to tell the story, or do you think they're wasting the time?
Well, see, I like hearing the stories on the players. I like all of that, but it's like Melissa said, it depends on what they're focusing on. When you're doing like the Taylor Swift stuff, the salsa lessons, the jumping, all of that, we don't need to see all of that. If they're focusing on the right things, I really liked this episode because I felt like we got to see more from each tribe this time and the different dynamics. But if they're focusing on the wrong thing, the 90 minutes to me isn't worth it. But I do like that it's 90 minutes now.
Okay. JB, what do you think? Have they treated the 90 minutes with respect, or are they kind of abusing it?
It's a little of both, and I'm with Melissa on this. Sometimes they, focus on the right things. Other times it seems like, well, we don't have anything else to really show the fans, but we have 90 minutes. Let's, put some, salsa dancing in. To me, that was just a bunch of junk, really.
Yeah.
And I don't like that, about the Flint and everything like that. I figure if these people don't know how to make fire going into the program, then to me, I say, you know what? You deserve what you get. If you
I 1,000% agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I wish he'd just do away with the Flint. If you're going on Survivor, by God, you ought to know how to make fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I pointed out
on Twitter last night when they were making all of this about Flint, and I said, how hard is it? I mean, didn't we all grow up being told you can rub a couple of sticks together and make fire?
Yeah, really.
Well, it sounds easy. It sounds easy, but it's really not.
Well, you ain't got to give somebody.
Them trying. You
they're
saw them
for
trying.
They're
trying.
You
they're
ain't
got to
give somebody a flint. I guarantee you right now, and I have never done it, but I guarantee you right now, I could go outside in our yard and take two sticks, and I could create fire. It might not happen in a minute, 2 minutes. It might take five or ten minutes.
Let's
but
watch
I could make fire.
Okay, FaceTime.
Maybe you have it made by the time the pot ended.
Let's all have a FaceTime, a Facebook Live, watch Jim make fire in his backyard. Come on. I will collect a dollar from everybody and send it to you.
With JJ standing there with a spray bottle of water.
No comment for me on that. No comment.
Austin, what do you think about this? Hour and a half? Are they doing okay with it, or are they kind of missing the boat?
Yeah, I think it just definitely depends on what content they're showing. Like me personally, I don't mind the hearing about people's life stories. I kind of wish they would like talk about like them earlier on, because like I don't like when it's like getting towards the end and we're still only just hearing about people's backstories. I feel like the earlier the better, in my opinion. But some of those like cutaway things, like people have been saying, like the salsa or like the songs, like the Metallica and Taylor Swift was pretty funny. But I feel like that could have been something that they could have released as like clips online. I think if it's like really like a season like where there's a lot of strategy talk and everything, I think that's where it benefits from having a longer season. Like I think Winners at War would have been a perfect season to try out the hour and a half episodes on. I would have loved to see more content from all the people they brought back. But yeah, I think especially when they had like so much of a focus on Banu the first few episodes, and they were hardly going to the other tribes because Yano was the only one losing, that's where it's the problem. If they're just kind of showing the same people and again showing like random silly things that have no impact on the game, that's where there's a problem. I think 45, the first season they did it, like it had like a lot better usage of the extra half hour, but this season definitely seems to be struggling with finding the right content to fill the episodes with.
Yeah, what about you, Steve? Hour and a half, are they using it as probably they have to use it because of what's going on within the game? And they're a little handcuffed about what they can show? Or do you think there's more they could do with this?
You know, I agree 100% with what Austin said in terms of compared to last season. Last season, they definitely utilized everything a lot better for the extra 30 minutes per episode. But I think, you know, the one thing, like you just mentioned, it's quite possible that this cast just wasn't giving them that much, you know, we have an extra 30 minutes that we have to fill every week now, so we have to find something that they did to put in that time.
That's a good point.
I will say though, the salsa, there's no need for the fucking salsa dancing or the, oh my God, cringeworthy Taylor Swift versus Metallica geek off. My God. I mean, it's better watching that though than watching Banu piss and cry all over himself every single week. as long as it's game related, I mean, even though, you know, they talked about their upbringing and whatnot, it's still game related. So I don't mind that. If you're going to use that extra time for us to get to know the players better, then I'm all for that. But if we're gonna take this time, and like I said, who knows? Maybe they did have nothing better maybe the players gave them nothing to work with besides team kumbaya bullshit with the with the salsa dancing and the what's it called? $100,000 pyramid music style. You know, it's, I feel that season 45, they did a lot, they had a lot more to work with last season as opposed to this season. Now, who knows? You know, maybe once the merge hits, maybe things will kind of improve. But it has been kind of cringeworthy to watch the extra filler content that's been put out there so far this season.
Yeah. And Jim said that honestly on that tribe, it wasn't like they all bonded and they were all kumbaya and they all liked each other. She said they really never even talked about stuff except food. They would talk about food.
Well, then they're feeding the audience a false narrative then. Because the narrative that they're pushing on air is they're all basically kumbaya, essentially.
Yeah, she said
that
it wasn't
everything
like that.
Is
she
happy-go-lucky.
See, and that may be something that you need to keep an eye on moving forward, or the players that are left. She said they really didn't have those bonds. They didn't have those strong bonds. They mostly just talked about food. And she did mention that the talk about, you know, the songs and shit, she said nobody liked that.
Well, good, because I'm sure the audience didn't like it either. Well, except I shouldn't say the audience fully didn't like it, because let's face it, if a Swiftie hears about Taylor Swift being talked about at all, whether it's on football or whether it's on it could be on any sort of platform, they'll tune in just to listen to talk about their god or goddess, I should say, in this case, in Taylor Swift. You know, there's actually, believe it or not, there is actually people who are interested in that sort of crap and would only they would tune into a show like this, not giving a fuck whatsoever about the gameplay. They would care about the silliness because, oh, it takes you out of reality. Kind of funny considering you're watching reality television. But, you know, some people want to be entertained as opposed to actually watching, you know, actual gameplay. So, you know, I guess it appeals to every type of audience, you could say.
Yeah. All right, back to the general episode, Melissa. What did you think about it? Overall, I mean, we saw a lot of filler material, but we saw, you know, the challenge, and we saw what happened with Hunter. You saw a little foreshadowing of Hunter and Q, who, as Trish pointed out in Whispers today, I didn't say it. I thought people should probably think about it, but Trish pointed out in Whispers, they're both from Mississippi. So, and they end up on the same team next week on this, what do they call it, murgatory thing, where you got to win your way to the merge or whatever. And they don't, I mean, you got those two guys together and they don't win. I mean, what the heck? But and could have Tim with them too. And they, I mean, it's got to be a puzzle, right? Or they would win. But anyway, Melissa, I'll shut up and listen to what you think about last night's episode, and just don't be too hard on Jim, because she's nice.
Well, I like Jim. So
okay, good.
I like
good.
Jim. So the thing is that I kind of was floored, and I don't necessarily think. I think she has a better grasp on the game of Survivor than some of them.
I agree.
And I think that her trying to shift the scent off of herself for having the idol was not a bad idea.
I agree
and
with that, too.
They still did not know for sure that she had the idol.
True.
And so I was kind of shocked because when Maria was talking, go ahead.
Let me throw this out there real quick and then you can get back to it. But I know a lot of fans wonder. They don't let you keep that stuff no more. They don't let you keep the idol. They don't let you, you know, if you leave with it, you don't get to keep it like you used to, because Jim said they took the idol away from her. Because she said, if I could have took that home, I could have made $1 million on eBay.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, she. So I think Charlie is the one that talked Maria into voting Jim out. I think Charlie is trying to have his cake and eat it too.
She was surprised.
I'm not so sure. I think he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. I think he wants to have the guys thing, but he still wants to be Charlie's Angels, and he's just playing both against the middle.
I agree.
I think it's going to catch up to him, to be honest with you. Because Maria was saying, you know, I think that Jim would be more loyal to them than Ben would. And, so she kind of let Charlie talk her into it. I was really shook when they voted her out. I just could not believe that. Also, I want to add that I did watch her interview, and anybody, I didn't recognize her when I saw her on the interview. I was like, who's that? She looked almost completely different.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She is beautiful.
Yeah.
And her and her husband they're a gorgeous couple.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sweet as she can be. I know you haven't talk to her like me, but she's great. I mean,
mm-hmm.
What happened, and I agree with you. I think they made a mistake, but it happened, and I really like how she said that she actually left and they didn't show what she told them. She basically said, F you. But where does this lead things now, Melissa? I mean, let me throw this in real quick, Melissa, before you go back, how you think this leaves things right now. She also said, you know, when she said all they talked about was food, she said they didn't even talk about a possible merge coming. They weren't even thinking about it, wasn't talking about it, didn't have no plans about it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They're just trying to play up the Kumbaya and Vibe Street, or it just could be in Charlie's Wet Dreams that everybody's vibing so well. I don't know.
I mean, Melissa, basically, just to be honest, they've kind of been a boring tribe until she came up with this little plan to shake it up with faking things and making them dig and look. They were boring until she did that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But I think the other teams are pretty boring, too, because they've been winning. All we have to do is mm-hmm. win it. We just have to win, and, you know.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to show. Now, I still do not like Kenzie. I just don't. I don't know what it is. I just don't like her.
Melissa, you are becoming me.
Hmm.
Players you don't like end up doing really well. That's me.
Well, that happens to me. That happens to me a majority of the time. A majority
yeah,
of the
me
time.
Too.
Mm-hmm. That's when every once in a while, when the person I like wins, I'm like, woohoo.
Yeah, that's
that doesn't happen every day.
I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was happy when Taylor won Big Brother, because I was on board from day one, and it was like, I don't know why I'm pulling for her. I know she's leaving like first or second. She's gone. And then when she wins, it's like, holy crap. I mean, because I don't expect that. I normally know what's going to happen. But I still have favorites, you know. I still have ones that I like, and sometimes they do good, but most of the time they don't.
Yeah, I was just expecting her to go farther than she did.
Yeah, well, she's okay. She's all right. I mean, I talked to her. She's okay, but yeah. But I thought y'all would have picked up that she wasn't going to be at the end with stuff I've said. I mean, I don't think I ever led anybody to think she was going to be in the final three or anything. I mean, she was just one of my favorites. Venus is a favorite. I kind of like Tiffany, you know. I like Q. I like Hunter. I didn't like Kevin until I talked to him.
I just don't like Kevin on the show. I don't like him.
I agree with you. On the show, I didn't like him either. But talking to him off the show, he's pretty cool. But I don't. I mean, there's a lot of these, like Charlie, Ben, Tim, all three of the men from SEGA. I mean, they don't move my radar one bit. I don't care nothing about any of those three guys.
Me neither.
I especially can't stand
Spicer.
Did you notice this week? Did you notice this week? Did everybody notice this week when Jeff went over there to hand that immunity idol again? Who did he pick out to hand it to? Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And Soda didn't mess with it.
Yep.
Maybe Soda felt like Jeff's going to keep giving this shit to her. I just may as well quit. I may as well leave it alone.
Yeah.
She is such a drama queen.
his show went right to Venus and handed, well, Soda ain't going to be around much longer. But he showed,
God.
He show handed it to Venus again. But, yeah, you ain't going to have to worry about Soda much longer. You ain't have to worry about Q much longer.
Well, see, I don't worry. I would prefer Q. I would prefer Q in the end than Kevin.
If you haven't picked up on the strong, strong edit Tim's getting now that he's about to go, God bless you.
Yeah.
I told you it's the women. It's going to be the women for us over with. And right now it don't look like it, but these dudes about to go. So, Reggie, what did you think about the episode overall?
It sucked.
You didn't like it?
No.
Okay.
It just was too long and drawn out. By the time it got interesting, I was over it. I was waiting for Amazing Race to start. I mean, I'm sad who got voted out. I wanted, you know, somebody else to be voted out.
Yeah.
I just, you know, and I sat here, I lied. And when her name came up and I'm like, they're going to do it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do they not have a brain?
Right.
And so now that team, I don't care to ever see again. So when it comes on my screen, I'm going to turn a blind eye. No, I kid. I kid.
So who?
I'm a little drama queen. Let's be real. But anyway, you know, they got to start picking it up, Jim. Will you talk to Jeff? Will you tell him how bad I don't like it? Please. I said
Tim and Jeff don't get along.
Yeah, we don't get along, Reggie. And
how about his wife?
Jeff has his way of running a game. And I have my way of running a game, and pretty different.
You think? Well, I think.
I know going off history, and anyone here can tell you this that's been involved. Whispers games, that shit's exciting every night. Every night. You don't know what's coming.
If you're winning.
And
now, let's make a correction there. If you're winning, if you're a goober and don't know what you're doing like I was, no, it wasn't that much fun.
Well, you did before the season before it ended, you did catch on. I mean, were new.
Because I was on the sideline.
You were new, and you had to learn, but as the season caught on, you got into it.
Okay. We'll go with that. I was on the sidelines. I was happy little camper just watching and learning and, you know, observing. But no,
yeah,
I mean.
But you were seeing good entertainment. You were seeing different twists. You were seeing players called
absolutely.
Out. You weren't just seeing, you know, 20 minutes one night of one tribe being promoted over another tribe.
Well, I got to admit, it was never boring. Like, the real Survivor is boring. I mean, I'm bored with it. I get up and I walk around and I come back and they're still dancing. It's like, really? Oh, my God, stop.
I mean,
you're not even that
good. I mean, on Whispers games, Reggie, you were on the jury, and the jury never knows what's going to happen. They get called in. They don't know if they may get to vote. They don't know if they may get a chance to get back in. They don't know what's coming. It's exciting.
No, I enjoyed it while I was there, but I'll probably never do it again, but then going, you know, and I will always, you know, if I'm able to observe, sure. I'm going to sit there and watch it for a while if I can, you know, click into the little group and everything. Absolutely. But,
yeah.
You
but,
know,
but the
like,
point being, it's, I think, Steve, what we do,
it's a lot
it's more,
better
it,
than
I
what
think,
Jeff does.
I think it's more creative, and
I
think it's faster paced.
I do too.
And I think it includes everyone
yes.
from all tribes and jury where everyone is still involved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan of the hour and a half crap because they just got to put something in like the jumping or the salsa dancing or mm-hmm. hunting for an idol. They got to have filler. And I think an hour and a half would be great if they would use it wisely, you know? Is it going to speed up any, Jim?
No.
Oh. Okay, thank you for that.
No.
If I cooked, I could bake a cake before they got done with stuff. But I don't cook.
Jim, do you know at all how much longer till jury starts? Are they going to do the same bullshit they did last season where
yeah.
one person, they do a double boot and one person makes the jury and the other one doesn't?
Yeah, sort of. It's, I don't want to say it's fake, but it ain't standard. If you know what I mean. I mean, you know what I mean, Steve?
Yeah, sorry about that. Somebody's
yeah,
trying to
not
call me
like
on the other
standard,
line. So.
It's not like a standard merge. They're going to split into a couple of teams. And one team wins, and they make – well, I mean, it's like – well, I guess that is standard. One team wins, and they make merge, and the other team loses, and they don't. And someone gets voted out. So I guess that is standard.
Well, because I remember you had a pretty big opinion of it last season, where Sifu ends up getting eliminated literally the same exact time as Caleb, but yet Sifu didn't make the jury and Caleb did.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't. Yeah, and this season. It's probably going to be a surprise as to which team wins because you're going to look at one team and you're going to think, oh, my God, they got all the studs, and they're not going to win.
Yeah, it's definitely
I gave everybody a hint premiere today with the picture I posted. That's a hint. So, but Janet,
you know,
overall,
are you talking about the picture of Raiden?
No, I'm talking about the picture of Q and Hunter together in the water, meaning they're on the same team, and they got sand
oh, okay.
all over their ass like they lost.
Mm.
Well then, that doesn't sound good for Q then. Depending on what the sides are.
No, it doesn't. And if Kim is with them, it's not good for him either.
But
like
you know
I said,
weird, Jim, and I'm,
like I said,
I'm,
Steve, And Austin can tell you from playing Whispers games, I know Austin can tell you this from playing Whispers games because we've had this conversation because he's known as a challenge demon. But it depends on the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can load one team with a bunch of physical threats, but if the challenge comes down to a puzzle and they're not good at puzzles, they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what's
Janet
weird
can tell
too,
you
Jim?
That. And Janet probably played 100 challenges. It depends on the challenge.
Yeah.
And you know what's weird too, Jim, is I've looked at last season, and I look at the edits as we go into the Murgatory phase for this season, and I'm kind of getting strange parallels. Specifically from Sifu, the Sifu and Caleb edits, they look very similar to the duo of Tim and Q. Q has obviously been the more exposed of the two in terms of airtime, whereas Tim, his edit has started to pick up much like Sifu's edit did before Sifu ended up leaving.
Him and
so
his pretty
bow. I almost... What?
Him and his pretty bow.
Yeah.
From,
so
I'll tell you this, and we won't know until we watch it play out on TV, but I was told that the person that leaves this coming week on this Murgatory stuff does not make jury.
Hmm. So,
of course they wouldn't make jury if they left this week, right? If they left this next week, they wouldn't make jury.
I would think.
Well,
that
it depends on when they start jury.
Right. Because, I mean, technically, if it's a final three, they could do a final three jury of nine, or they could do what they've done recently, which is a final three jury of eight.
All right, so let me look. They don't care about even and odd numbers anymore. How many would that leave us? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12. It would leave us 11 with a final three and eight. Yeah, that would be fine with them. They don't care about that because it's not even an odd numbers anymore because there's three in the finals. You can have even odd numbers. It could still be a tie.
Right. If you just have two.
And you have an odd number, you know it can't be a tie. But with final three, it don't matter if you have nine or eight.
Yeah, it seems specifically in this new era that they've cared less about how many people specifically make up the jury, which is why we've seen more eight-person juries in this new era of Survivor, as opposed to the standard either nine-person jury or seven-person jury that we got in the old era.
Yeah, well, in the old era, they always had an odd number of juries, so there couldn't be a tie, and they'd have to deal with that.
Right.
But in the new era, they went with the easy answer as if there's a tie, whoever's third breaks the tie. So.
Which, I mean, that's the logical answer to begin with.
Yeah, and so to the show, it's no big deal. They don't worry about that anymore. It just depends on if they want eight or nine on a jury.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I would think that based off of the three that we've spoken of that you said are in trouble. You know, you mentioned Soda, you mentioned Q, and you mentioned Tim. I would think if we have two boots to go until jury, and this is just my opinion, just based off of the edit, I would be very surprised with the big character edit that he's gotten this season. I would be very surprised if Q is not on that jury as the first juror. Because Soda, she got the weird type of edit where she has a consistent edit and then all of a sudden she gets literally, she was completely invisible this week. Except for, you know, the whole idol, the handing over of the tribal idol thing. Now, what'll be telling is if we get a heavy dose of her next week to start off next week's show, that could be very telling potentially of whether or not she's next week's boot. Tim, I believe, is in imminent danger specifically because of how his edit has all of a sudden randomly picked up, much like Stipu's did last year.
Well, Tim is in danger. I guess it's unfortunate if you're him, because once you start really chipping in and helping your tribe win challenges, and he's done that. He's been good recently. Somehow now you're a target, you know. I mean, I'm sure Jim would be thinking, why didn't you do this last week?
You know, though, I kind of wonder, Jim, something that really was kind of questionable as to why they included it in the edit this week was apparently he's been having trouble using the bathroom. I don't know why they even added that in, unless we have another Bruce-type situation where he gets medevaced.
No. There's not another medevac.
It's so odd that they would put that in.
And I saw a lot of talk about that this past week because of some commercial that ran on CBS. A lot of fans were like, they were talking about a medevac. Is there another? that was from the previous medevac.
Randon.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but as far as my knowledge and my information is, there's not another medevac.
I just found it odd that they included that in the edit last night out of nowhere. Like, there's no reason for them to have put in there that, oh, he's having trouble using the bathroom. I mean, the last time they did that,
I never even when I started seeing that talk on social media, I never even Googled it, or I never even watched the ad that people were talking about, because from what I have been told, there's not another medevac, so I didn't even pay any attention to it.
Yeah, I think if anything, that was just people trying to decipher who the next potential boot would be, because you know how Survivor fans are. They take the littlest littlest detail.
And to me, that's a compliment. On Survivor fans, I've always said the biggest difference between Survivor fans and Big Brother fans, Survivor fans are very analytical. They really dig in and look for things. Big Brother fans
right.
are emotional. They just, if they don't like you, by God, they're going to try to get your ass fired from your job. And so I understand Survivor fans trying to dig into it, but, I mean, from information I was told, it didn't warrant me going to even listen to it, so I didn't listen to it. And by the way, Steve, Hog 7, LSU 3, final.
There we go.
But let's get into, we've got about 30 minutes left of the regular show before we get into the OT. I don't know if Tim's out there in the OT wanting to get in and say, Jim, I told you on Twitter last night I could have done it too like Austin could.
Yep, he's out there.
Okay, well, he just heard that. Because he did do that, Austin. When I brought you up, he tweeted me back like, I could do it too. And I, hey, don't get me wrong. I don't have no doubt. He could.
Mm-hmm.
But we got 30 minutes left before we go into the OT. So let's look ahead at next week now. You know what they call the Murgatory now, where you have to win your way into the merge. It's hard to ask who do you think's going to do good, who you think's not, because you haven't seen it. So let's just talk about how they're doing this now, with breaking it down to win your way into the merge, and keep in mind the picture in Premiere. They weren't sitting at a feast. They were out in the water trying to wash sand off. JV, do you like winning your way into the merge, or do you just like how it used to be where you either made the merge or you didn't?
I like the old way better, where, you know, if you made the, you know, you made the merge and you're in. The heck with this, you know, you gotta, if you win, well, you know, then you make the merge. The losers, whoever's not voted out, you know, if you make it, then you're in the merge. It's like, no, I don't like that. I'd almost rather see them have like a challenge where everybody is like head to head, and the loser doesn't get to the merge, and that's not I'm not saying that the loser is going to get voted off. I'm just saying that the loser does not get to automatically go to the merge.
Yeah. Would that not be better, Reggie, instead of doing team? If you're going to do this Murgatory thing where you're winning your way into being in the merge, would it be better to not do teams and make it individual, and whoever finishes last, you didn't make it?
Oh, I agree. I think that would be great. You know, it's kind of like, yeah. Just
because
individual
you're... Aren't you placing a lot of this on luck as to to the draw as to who you end up with on a team?
Oh, absolutely. Some teams I remember, they're like stacked with all the strong men or women, and then other teams are like little weaklings like me. You know? I have no strength. So, you know, I agree with that.
What do you think, Austin?
Well, they say, I'm sorry. I gotta clear something up.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
When they say win their way into the merge, it's not like they're, okay, if they divide everybody up into two teams, right?
Yeah.
One team wins and they're automatically in the merge. They're not going to have a mass exit next week, right?
Right. But.
So it's just like, the one team wins and they automatically go to the merge.
Right.
But some of the people on the other team are going to the merge too.
Yeah, but not right away. They have to do another challenge.
Okay.
Kind of weird.
Or a vote out as to which one doesn't make it. And... the best way is just through a challenge. And then you do something else. You got everybody together, you do something else, and somebody else leaves. So you could have two people leave in one episode.
Who's that going to be?
So I'm wondering if they... I'm wondering, okay, they divide into two teams. One team wins, goes directly to the merge. Then the other team has to vote somebody out. And then they divide into teams again?
No.
Okay.
Let me backtrack. No, normally what happens is at that point, it's one tribe and it's a merge. But they can throw a wrinkle into it and say, ha, 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 we were just kidding. You're not merged yet.
Oh, didn't they already do that last year or the year before?
Do what, Reggie?
Didn't they already do that last year or the year before or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've done it before. It wouldn't be the fake merge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. Yeah, it's a fake merge. I've used it in our Whispers games. It wouldn't be anything new. No. And players should expect it. I mean, they should think about it, you know.
Murgatory is a fake merge, in my opinion.
I really don't think fans like Murgatory. I think they like how Reggie was speaking earlier, like, just play it out and, you know, when it's merge, it's merge.
Yeah. Right.
Jim, we have added Teresa to the line.
Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi.
Hey, Teresa.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. We've got Steve, Melissa, JB, Reggie, Austin, Janet, and me. What'd you think about the show last night, Teresa?
I actually just finished watching it about 5 minutes before I called.
All right, what'd you think?
Karma's a bitch.
What?
Oh my God, you don't like Jim.
I don't dislike her, but I'm like, well, he did basically have them looking for an idol or for a beware advantage that she had in her pocket the whole time.
Oh, she was going to carry it even further. she was going to create a fake idol.
Yeah.
But the other side of that, Teresa, is would she have been more loyal to the others in the tribe than maybe someone like Tim or Ben or Charlie?
Probably not.
Oh, I think she would have. I disagree about that. I think she would have been more loyal than the guys.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can't remember which guy it was that went on the journey, but they are already talking about the three of them getting together and at merge.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to work. I said that on Twitter last night. You know, they can talk all that all they want to, but that ain't gonna work. This is gonna be a ladies, a girls, a female, a woman season before it's over with. So they can talk all that all they want to, but and that's why I have the advantage of looking ahead at what could happen, and she would have probably benefited players more moving in the future than the three guys.
I will say I'm a little bit behind in the game, as I haven't been able to call the last few weeks, but going back to the first episode, I knew that dude was gone as soon as he threw that hourglass.
And he got the asshole edit that he deserved. We talked about that. That's why he got the edit that he got, was because it pissed Jeff off.
And when the one tribe lost 3 weeks in a row, I was like, okay, Jim posted this picture of this guy. I cannot remember his name. Brando, I think it was.
Yeah.
He had his picture as far as the cover picture, so I thought he was going to go. So I was like, maybe this is one of the few times Jim is wrong. And then next thing you know, he ends up. But, of course, I didn't. I only got to see three quarters of that episode that night. It was one of the few times I got to watch it live. But then when you're in a hotel and you've got a five-year-old crying wanting to watch Bluey.
Yeah, I actually got lucky with that pick, I guess, because I was told he was going to be a medevac, and he was, so I got lucky with that one.
And then Banu, I think his name was, that dude was like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, yep. He's an actor. We brought it up, and everyone that does this podcast, like Melissa, JB, Janet, Reggie, everyone, Steve, everyone that's here every week, you can think back before the public even started putting it together that this guy was an actor and maybe he was acting. We discussed it a week before that.
I think I would rather listen to Nails on the Chalkboard than this guy.
Yeah. I still can't figure out who he reminds me of. There's somebody he reminds me of, and I can't figure it out.
Kumail Nanjiani?
Did you just cuss me?
No, the actor. The actor.
Who's that?
I have no idea what
the hell you just said.
He's an actor.
Oh.
He's a Pakistani actor.
I have seen someone somewhere that looks identical to this guy, and I can't figure out who it is. It drives me crazy.
Hang on. I'll send you a photo of it right now.
I thought he was cussing me, Janet.
I didn't even hear what he said.
Nobody hears what I say, so.
Yeah, they do. Oh, they listen to you. They really do. Let me look at this.
Well, they don't listen
to me on
Saturday
nights.
Not him,
Steve. Nope. I even thought about a young Kazar from Big Brother, but not him. There's somebody. I don't know who it is. I've seen him somewhere. And even the way Banu, his motions and how he acted, I have seen that somewhere before, and I don't know who it is. But when I figure it out, I'm going to bust his ass and post it everywhere that he's copying whoever this person is that I can't figure out yet.
Speaking of him, on the Amazing Race page, somebody said, well, would you rather win $1 million hearts or $1 million? And somebody's like, this is Survivor, bro.
I mean, seriously, is that even a question for any of us? Do you want to win $1 million or $1 million hearts? I mean, how hard of a question is that?
Obviously, it's very hard for him.
Austin, you want us to send you $1 million hearts or you want $1 million?
I'll take the check for $1 million, please.
Yeah. I'm sorry, $1 million won't pay my bills.
JB, you want $1 million or you want $1 million blue eyes?
Well, I will say this, Jim. I mean, to quote an old Survivor contestant, it's only $600,000 after the president gets his share.
Yeah, but that's still good money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. It would pay off my house and then some.
Yeah.
And shoot, it could probably even, besides just paying off my house, it could probably pay for me to go back to school and actually get my teaching degree.
So you've been teaching without a degree? Does somebody need to call the law?
No, it's the TA, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think nobody wants me teaching nobody. But,
I'll tell you what, some of these kids I deal with, my husband says the cure for these kids is some good old-fashioned hand to ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, not that nice to be talking about special needs kids that way.
I know.
Yeah, and Steve has to deal with them on a bus every day.
Yeah, including about how a girl wants a boy to suck her dick.
What?
Okay, yeah,
then.
Steve went through that.
Oh, jeez.
And you ain't heard the worst of it yet, Steve. Tell them the outcome, Steve, what they told you.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing that can be done about it. that it's out of their it's out of their hands.
Wow.
Boy, I thought some of the experiences I had was bad. We had a second grader stab the teacher with a pencil, and he was back at the school the next day, and I asked the teacher, in what universe is this allowed?
Well, it's part of his condition. That's the excuse I'm given all the time. It's their condition.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much. I got called into the principal's office the other day because I have a second grader that her parents don't, you know, think she's a princess. And she's very defiant. You tell her to come in from recess and she goes, no. And then it's like she'll be like, call recovery, because she'll want to go to recovery so she doesn't have to do her work. And I get called out on for being argumentative with this kid.
My whole point,
you know,
to
Teresa,
Steve was,
I would suggest when she does that, you take it up, go to the office and report it, and let them deal with it. Because sometimes when those kids are like that, there's a reason, and you may not be completely aware of it. I know there was a girl in my daughter's, you know, in my daughter's class that she had Asperger's, and she used to act out like that all the time.
Well, this child does have a traumatic brain injury.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, that could be part of it, so.
Yeah.
But
speaking of traumatic brain injuries, this is another thing I was told. I was basically told that I can't break up fights. So next time a boy wants to beat the shit out of a girl, apparently I have to let it happen. So, yeah.
And I wonder why so many teachers are getting out of the profession.
Well,
because apparently I can't lay a finger on them.
And bus drivers,
even if it's to separate them.
Well,
but we had one first grade teacher quit about 6 weeks ago.
I'd smack the crap out of him. That's what I'd do.
Oh my God! I'm so glad you spoke up and said that.
I would say, look, you little bastard.
What I told Steve is, where are the parents in this shit? Why ain't they being brought into this and make them handle those kids?
Oh, jeez. They're
Don't
worse than the kids.
Don't let them get on the damn bus no more.
They're worse than the damn kids are.
Yeah. Make the parents have to take them to school. Don't let them on the bus.
Yep.
Well, we call ourselves a limo service.
Oh,
we operate on their time, not on our time.
Oh, but JB, that's a great answer. JB standing right there where the bus door opened. He got a leather strap. He waiting to whoop some ass.
Hey, get the fuck off this bus.
That's right.
Hey, Johnny, let me give you a little kick off the bus. Here's a little extra oomph for you.
I do have to say that the second grader, one day she pointed to my cup of coffee and asked me what that was, and I told her, it's my magic potion which makes me like you.
How come we don't get no magic potions? That's not right.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling my mom. My mom will sue you.
Yeah, in my situation, JB, that wouldn't work if they say, I'm telling my dad, because everybody listening would say, well, hell, we ain't worried about that. Just don't tell your mom.
Yeah, right.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left, and then we're going into the OT, so don't get cut off.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna sign off, y'all.
Hey, well, good night, Reggie.
Good night, Reggie.
Night.
Bye-bye,
y'all.
Night, Reggie.
Good night, Reggie.
Tim, if you're getting on, you need to get on here real quick, and we can have a look. Hey, I may put together a challenge real quick for Tim against Austin. What do you think about that, Steve?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess Tim will have to put his money where his mouth is.
I've got a question for you, Jim. Now that we are basically in overtime.
Yeah, you can talk about anything in overtime.
Okay. Let's say if in the Whispers game, had it been a tie, what would you have done?
I will never reveal that until it happens.
We've tried that.
They've already tried that.
Janet's
already tried that, I guarantee you.
Well, I will say this much.
Teresa, there is nothing in the Whispers game that Janet has not tried to cover.
Well, I will say this much with the game, that I had actually typed in Victoria's name, and at the very last second, I changed my mind and put Janet's name down.
Wow. That's interesting. Wait. That's interesting, Teresa. Give your reason why.
Oh, why I changed my mind at the last second?
Yeah.
Because, one, I liked her answer to my question. And, two, she kicked some major ass into the game and get to the final two.
Okay. All right.
Damn,
I'm sure Janet loves to hear that. And it's interesting to me because as far as kicking ass to get back in, it's kind of a 50-50 thing with players. 50% of them really respect that, and 50% of them say, well, yo ass was out of the game. What the fuck are you getting another chance for? So...
And I really
know what,
like
Jim. No wonder why I lost, Jim. It's because
Teresa, the main thing that you said that would hammer home to me as far as voting for someone would be how they handled your question. Because that's, to me, that's important.
Because my question was, for those who didn't know, was that she would have had an easy win against Daniel than against Victoria, so why would she take Victoria over Daniel? And she got my
response. Yeah, that was never going to happen.
That was never going to happen.
I think everyone involved agrees with you on that.
Yep.
Yeah, especially Houdini. Right, Houdini?
And I mean, who knows? Maybe that was, I mean, I haven't asked her that question, but maybe that was part of her strategy was like, you know, if I do this, I'm going to get respected for it, and I'm going to win. I never talked to her about that. That was, you know, if that was her strategy, it worked. I know she is a hell of a player. I mean, you can't argue with that. Look at her record. And as far as Victoria, what a fantastic first-time player she was. And Aaron, too. Yeah. Both of them were.
Yeah.
And Mike Jones had a hell of a season. Corey Wood played well again. I mean, we had some really, really great gameplay on that season. And mentioning Mike sent me a message night before last because he and I are kind of at the top of the leaderboard on our March Madness game about the basketball picks. And he was saying, hey, Jim, you know, I see we're both up there at the top on this March Madness. Ha, ha, ha. And when are you thinking about doing another game?
He messaged me every now and then, and he's been asking. He's like, "Hey Austin, when does the next game usually start?" I was like, "I don't know. Maybe wait until at least like Survivor's like wrapping up to just start thinking about that." Or...
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He's a great kid. He's a great kid. And
yeah, he's really
he's
awesome.
Actually in first place right now on the March Madness thing. So I replied to him. I told him. You know, I said, yeah, I see us up there, and you're beating me right now. And let's see how it ends. Good luck. And as far as the game goes, it would probably, if we do another one, it would probably happen somewhere before Big Brother is what I told him. So everyone knows that now. If anyone was wondering about another season, I told him it'd probably be – you know, before Big Brother. So I guess that covers a lot of area, though.
I will have to say this much.
Okay.
Bob has forbidden me to play again.
Oh, that's not good. That means you did a no-no. Well, if we do another season, it will be a season that you, if you want to play a game, you would not want to miss because it would incorporate a couple of different TV shows. And
I also have to watch The Traitors before I can do that.
Yeah,
and
you need to watch it then. You need to watch
it. Well, I will say this much. I think if I could prove to him that what happened this season will not happen again, then maybe I can get him to let me play.
Well, you need to do that. You just need to tell him that you just need to tell him, just be honest, tell him you got too emotionally involved and you saw it for more than it really was, and you understand that now, and you just want to play the game and make friendships and not take it so personal. Just have fun and play the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if I do that, you guys got to help keep me accountable.
Well, I Teresa, I tried all season. You were one of the ones that kept me really busier than I like.
Well, I will say this much. One, I will never say F you to Steve again. And two, I will certainly not post after getting my butt handed to me by Jim, post on my Facebook, I hate life, I want to die.
Yeah. Yeah, those weren't good choices. I have worked with Steve so close for like 12 years, and we have differences of opinions. I've never told him that.
Yeah.
Never.
No, not once. And neither never. Has Tim, which, by the way, Houdini, that was your cue to let you know that you were on the air. When I said Houdini like 500 times.
I've never even, what, Steve, like 12 years? I've never even cussed you.
No, you have. It wasn't
oh, I
you,
have?
You have, yes.
Okay.
And thankfully, both Jim and Steve know that was uncharacteristic of me, and
it was. That's why it was, Teresa. That's why it was so concerning, because it was very uncharacteristic.
Matter of fact, you cussed me for the what's it called? Twittergate.
Oh. Back when it happened?
Yes.
Okay, I can believe that then. Yeah, because that did piss me off.
What was Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Hey, but y'all was wrong. y'all did put me in a very, very bad position. These are my guys, and they did this. Now, what do I have to do? So, you and Tim, y'all dropped that in my lap.
Jim, the impossible is happening right now. Boston leads 3-0.
Probably because there are only actual half decent pitchers starting today. That being Dello.
Well, O'Neill kid's head is made of steel too, because he just took a baseball off of it.
Okay, Tim, you think you would have knocked that challenge out of the park last night too, and I have no doubt you would have. But do you understand how it looked? How it looked,
yes,
bad for him that he only got 8? Because if you get a couple out of order, then it screws up your whole order, and you only have 8 when maybe you only had a couple out of order.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
I mean, one little screw-up can really kill you.
Yep. Exactly. And, I think I said this in the chat. I'm pretty sure I said this in the chat last night, but I thought this would – the amount of time it would take me would be the amount of time it would take for my hands to move the pieces, and that's about it.
Oh, you're talking about the challenge.
The challenge that Hunter lost.
Oh, yeah. I like Hunter. I hope he at least goes pretty far in the game.
He does. He does. But he don't win. I already told you, a female wins. So, but yeah, I like Hunter too. I like Hunter. I really do. I think he's a good player.
It's hard not to like Hunter.
Yeah.
Well, I will have to say that this was before, of course, she told me all the crap that was going on, and then I just like, I'm out of it. I thought when Jamie had her pool for the Survivor, I was thinking of picking Kenzie. And then I asked your opinion, and that's when you're like, I'm about ready to kick you out of Whispers.
Kenzie wouldn't have been a bad pick.
Are you saying that Kenzie wins?
I didn't say that, but I would not rule that out.
Yuck.
So you mean JB's leading lady is gonna shine her blue eyes.
I did tell JB earlier he would like how she did. Mm-hmm. But that could just mean she's final three. But stop and think about how this can play out. You use your thinking how this can play out. Once they all get together, that Yanu tribe that's been so decimated with Q, Kenzie, and Tiffany left, which one of those three do you think can end up making bonds with players from the other tribes? Is it Q? Is it Tiffany? Is it Kenzie?
Hi, Teddy.
Kenzie, they've already hinted at it a couple of times by comment by both Q and Tiffany.
Uh-huh.
And who did they show on that tribe this week when they finally got Flint? Who made the fire?
Kenzie.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like they're trying to tell you she goes in the fire making.
And maybe loses or something. or she could win.
Uh-huh.
Her blue eyes will be enough to set that fire.
Yeah.
Oh, JB is never going to hear the end of that.
Okay.
Well, it all depends on the angle of the sun and all that other bull crap.
All right. Okay, as far as the female winner, does not come from the Nami tribe. They either come from Siga or Yanu. So you're now down to four ladies.
Oh, don't tell me it's white girls can't jump.
Yeah.
Please God, don't tell me it's white girls can't jump.
No, what I'm telling you is my favorite two
Jim is gone, and Venus ain't going to win either. That's what I'm telling you. So it's either going to be Maria, Tiffany, or Kenzie. And it ain't going to be Tiffany. It ain't going to be Tiffany. So you're down to three.
Well, they have been referring to Maria as Denise, so.
Yeah, I was thinking after the move last night.
You did get some information tonight, didn't you?
Yeah.
You just got a little information.
Yeah. I'm almost thinking that maybe Maria wins, and then maybe Charlie is in fire with Kenzie because they you remember the Malcolm and Denise flashback they showed. I feel like they showed that for a reason. It wasn't just thrown in there. It was to give you some sort of hint.
They normally show fire for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Melissa, what are you thinking now? Are you writing this down?
Actually, I've learned not to write stuff down anymore.
That's good. Out of those women, I would have wanted Tiffany to win. You know, I don't know why. I like Tiffany. But I mean, what do you think, Melissa? You got Maria.
I hope it's Maria.
Those two still confuse me. Who is Mariah? Maria. I mean, and then you got
Maria is the Latina.
Maria is the younger one.
Which one's the older one?
Maria.
Okay, she's good.
I would prefer that she win.
You wouldn't like a Kenzie win?
No.
JB, I'm not even going to come to you because I know
you would
cream all over a Kenzie win.
Drives
you know
me
what?
Insane, Jim.
You know what? I wouldn't care, really.
Oh, yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
You would love a Kenzie win.
Yeah, I was going to say, I played the bullshit card on that.
Yeah, that's the definite bullshit card.
Kenzie and her blue eyes.
Her green eyes. You mean her green eyes.
We would never hear the end of it. Every season on this podcast, JB would bring up, but do you remember Kenzie winning with those blue eyes?
Blue eyes.
And it was the way that the sun was shining on her eyes. Made them look green.
You know what? If the scene that you're talking about is what I'm thinking, they made them look even more blue than they actually are.
What do you think, Austin? If you're looking at Kenzie, Tiffany, Maria, which one do you think could get there?
I do think as much as Kenzie does have a kind of rocky edit so far, there are moments you can tell that they're kind of trying to prop her up and make her more of a like complex character. Like, I mean, the earliest scene of that was when she was like
she was like crying early on, and she was talking about her eyes changing color or whatever. But
another thing, Austin,
yeah.
Is they made her show very sympathetic to Banu.
Yeah. They did kind of. I just remembered though, like they kind of like undermined her a bit, like between Tiffany and Q talking about how like she always like approaches them like in like what are you talking about, and it's like that in a merge scenario like that if anything that could kind of like hurt her. I do think early on Maria showed some promise in the first episode when she kind of like proved so early on with like Jelinski, and she's like if you're lying to me like I'm gonna have to like tell my tribe about it. So it's like he I think early on she showed a bit of promise, and I do think it's a good partnership with Charlie, but unfortunately I think she just let Charlie get his way, when I do agree that Jem would have been a better ally than Tim moving forward. But I do think that Maria has a good shot if she can get there. Mariah, I don't think has really done a whole lot so far by the looks of it, and she just lost her closest ally. And then Tiffany, it's hard to say where her game will end up going. I could see her making it decently far, but I don't know if she'll quite make it to the end. So I'm thinking Maria out of the four.
Okay. Janet, what do you think out of those four ladies?
I don't know. I'd like to see what Kenzie does. I could see her making it because she has been so social and she can connect with anybody in different ways. So, but I really like Maria. She's been my favorite since the beginning. I'd love to see her get there and win it. But I mean, just with the two of them in the end, that'd be really good. I don't know who will be there, but Mariah, I'd be shocked. I'd have to see her do something more, but I don't know.
Well, we will have our normal third place finisher with no votes, so it will come
okay.
down to the other two.
Mm-hmm.
JB? You're not gonna pick your girl to get there?
Well, I picked five the other week. And let me tell you, I picked Tevin, Tiffany, Maria, Hunter, and Venus. And I'm tempted, I'm going to change Hunter and Venus with Kenzie and Tiffany.
Okay.
And I'm going out on a limb and saying the final three for me will be Tevin, Maria, and Kenzie.
Okay.
I think Kenzie will be the one getting no votes, even though she wins the fire making challenge.
Wrong.
Okay, she loses the fire making challenge.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say she lost the fire-making challenge.
Okay, she wins the fire-making challenge, and she's the winner.
Someone that is a very huge threat will end up losing the fire challenge.
Oh.
A very huge threat. Probably Maria.
Maybe
no,
a guy.
Hunter.
Yeah, maybe a guy.
I'm thinking Hunter. Hunter loses.
I'm thinking Hunter or Tevin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tevin's in the final three.
Okay.
This is fun.
That means one of them's stupid enough to bring Kevin to the end.
Yeah. This is fun. Hearing what you guys are saying. You always surprise me. I mean, most of the time you're very, very good, but then sometimes you're kind of funny.
who
well, you know, we try,
about,
Jim.
You talking about me?
We try, Jim.
What the hell happened with Sophie?
Is Jim talking about me and my predictions?
No, hey. I'm trying to figure out what's going on Facebook, because it's like Sophie is sending me a friend request. We've been friends forever, and she's asking in BBW, and she's already in there. I think she got hacked.
That's entirely
possible.
Well,
if she asks you if you've heard of a scholarship program, immediately block her.
Yeah, she's not in no scholarship program now. She's happily married, and I think she's being hacked. So, anyway. But, back. Oh, how you doing, Cowboy? Cowboy from Survivor. Sent me a message. I don't like his cooking, but he thinks I do. it looks bad to me. But Steve, what do you think about those four lady names that I threw out there?
I'll tell you right now, if Mariah is our winner, then I mean it. You can't get any more cringeworthy than that when Miss White Woman Can't Jump ends up being the winner of this season. You want to talk about awkward?
It could absolutely get more cringeworthy if Manu had somehow won.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we would look at a potential Maria winner. And you know what? I'm not ruling out Kenzie right now with how she's being portrayed right now in the edit. She definitely isn't a zero vote getter based off of how big they're making. You know, just exactly how big they're making her social game out to be. I think could be something that could be a potential clue to look at later on.
Should I throw Liz's name into this?
Wow. Ooh, that'd be it. Oh God.
No, wow. You can't because you said nobody on the Nami tribe, and she's on the Nami.
Okay.
Plus, she doesn't need the money.
Don't keep trying to slip things by, Jim.
No,
I am apologizing.
I'm saying I tried to slip that in, and you caught me.
and plus, she doesn't need the money. She doesn't need the money after all. I mean, look at the first three episodes where she couldn't shut up.
Yeah. Boy, my God, Steve, that was record time at how fast Melissa jumped on my ass, wasn't it?
That was good, Melissa.
Oh, man.
Melissa would be good in a whiskey
game. Well, you see, Jim, she was paying attention.
Yes, she was. I know she does. And that's why I mentioned taking notes, because I know she keeps up with all of this. And she's probably about got it figured out by now. Steve, I just posted a funny thing in Sports Whisper, because after the basketball season with the Hogs, all the Hog fans went crazy thinking Muss was leaving. He was going to do this. He was going here. He was going there. So it's funny how the athletic director and Muss put this little video thing together about what fans were saying. So watch it, because it's funny.
Okay.
It's funny. Like the athletic director, Steve, is like, you're still here?
Wait a minute. Still here? Well, he's riding the Muss bus.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny. He's still driving the Muss bus. And Urasek is like, are you still here?
You're still here? Didn't I fire your ass?
Yeah, it's cute. It's funny. It was making fun of the fans going off, you know, jumping off the bridge thinking he was going somewhere. See, he wasn't going nowhere. He's got something to prove now. But, all right, Tim.
Yep.
Who's next?
Who's next? Ooh, that's a tough one. Because with Murgat, like, we don't know the teams from the Murgatory or anything, so that's kind of hard to say. But given the spike in airtime, I'm going to stick with what I said the previous week and say Tim Spicer is gone.
Okay. Melissa, who's next?
Well, I'll say it's one of two, Q-Ball or Spicer.
All right, Janet, what do you think? Who's next?
Tim.
JB, who's next?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Ben.
All right, what about you, Steve? Who do you think?
I'm going to go Soda, because you take a look at that photo that you posted, Jim, and usually when they put out little subtitles like that, they don't just put subtitles randomly in shots like that for no reason. Makes me kind of think that when they talk about Liz hating Soda, that Q and Hunter may use that to their advantage.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What do you think, Teresa? Teresa, who do you think's next?
I'm going to say probably Tim or Ben.
Tim or Ben. Okay. All right. Well, players that are going to be in trouble soon at one point or another, and you can scratch these off your list and you'll only have a certain amount of players left, are Q, Tim, Venus, Soda. So, mark those off, and you're down to, I don't know, six or eight people, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't adding them up. I'm just looking at the names and telling you who you can be watching for coming up soon. And Melissa, you and I look at this a lot the same. You pick a favorite. So my favorites were Jim and Venus, and I'm going to suck. This ain't going to be a good season for me. I like Hunter, too. So it's not a good season for me. And Q. I like Q okay. I know C like Q. Not good for me, but you'll see Q and Hunter bonding. You'll see Q and Hunter bonding because they're both from Mississippi. Anybody got anything else they want to bring up we have not brought up? We got about 20 minutes left.
Tim, what's your thoughts on last night's amazing race?
Oh, my God. Those surfer bras, they were absolutely embarrassing. It was actually comical to watch. It was absolutely comical to watch.
But I will say Bob was glad to see them go. I saw a post recently calling them the Spicoldi brothers.
I'm honestly not sure what the more comical moment was this season between them switching detours 80 million times or Maya and Rohan going to the Austin Powers School of Driving.
Oh my God! No, the Austin Powers, moment still sticks out. I feel.
Oh,
or not knowing who Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton are.
I mean, seriously, if anybody can get themselves in an Austin Powers situation when attempting to drive. Especially when you're in the middle of a race. Not much more can be said about that.
I was telling my wife, I said, how stupid can they be if they're driving up in there? Whoever it is, driving up in there, why would that person or anybody else want to try to turn it around? All you have to do is put it in reverse and go back the other way that you came.
Yeah, well, it's never that easy.
That's all you have to do. Yeah, it's never easy for these other people.
Oddly enough, though, I like last season more than I do this season so far, though.
I mean, me too. This season is kind of meh, but really mainly because it's back to, like, COVID era Amazing Race. And COVID era Amazing Race bored me, if I'm being honest.
And really, this year, they're not going anywhere.
Yep, it's all in South America and the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget, you said to him that they filmed this
COVID
season
era
before.
They could only stick in one continent.
Yeah, just North America and South America, that's it.
Though the final city is Philadelphia, so
yeah,
Oh, that's
yeah,
why
they
you like
it. Tim, they ended this in your city, and you had no information on it.
I actually did have information on it. However, I was coming back from a trip to Austin to see one of my friends. I also didn't know exactly where they were going. I just knew they were filming in Philadelphia.
Seems like that would have been some talk around the city.
No. And also the thing is, I live out in the suburbs. I'm only in the city one day a week, and that's for work.
Yeah, but not just you. Seems like there would have been talk around the city as what is this going on? What's this filming crew here?
Yeah, in the spots where it was filmed, at least.
So my point is, it seems like in an American city like that, with all this filming going on,
mm-hmm.
somebody would have figured out what was going on, and it would have leaked out.
Yeah, one would think that. But I never saw anything about any results or anything leaking out. I know where they went.
Do you know where the final spot was?
I had it. I'll have to pull it back up.
Okay. You don't want to see that right now.
Okay.
But I mean, it might can narrow it down as to who was there. I'm sure I could find out if I went and asked some questions, but
yeah,
and I have spoiled Amazing Race before.
Apparently the finish line is not known.
I doubt that.
From the preview, I think it could have possibly been Lincoln Financial Field, because they showed in the first couple minutes of the first episode, they showed a shot of Gritty, the Flyers mascot, at Lincoln Financial Field, so I suspect it could have been there.
Okay. You don't think it would have been at any of the professional sports arenas, stadiums?
No, I would think it would be there.
Oh, okay.
I was saying I thought it was Lincoln Financial Field, the finish line.
Oh, I would probably agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I did see in the first few minutes they showed a shot of Gritty at Lincoln Financial Field.
Okay.
And I was like, hmm.
Well, I don't. At one point in my life, it was important to me to spoil that show just to show I could do it. I don't care anymore. Been there, done that. But I could probably still do it. But, you know.
That's not as big to you as, like, Survivor.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really get into spoiling anything anymore except for Survivor. I've done it with Amazing Race. I did it with Cast on Big Brother. I've done it with other little shows that are not big time shows. I mean, the big three are from CBS. I mean, it's Survivor, mm-hmm. Big Brother, and Amazing Race.
Yep. Exactly.
Hey, let me go out on a limb and ask you if that one Amazing Race that you spoiled was the finish line in Portland, Oregon?
I don't remember that.
Okay. Going to season 31 with Colin and Christy winning.
I think I spoiled Colin and Christy. But I don't remember, JB, I don't remember where it was at. Like I said, I basically did it on a dare. And I don't even remember who it, I don't even remember who it was that dared me. Somebody online was talking to me about, you know, everything I'd done with Survivor and this and that, and they dared me to do Amazing Race because it can't be done. And I was like, but they filmed this and show it later, so yeah, it can be done somehow. So that was my thought process going into it. I'm like, if it's been filmed already and not aired, it can be spoiled. So
or maybe it wasn't the finish line wasn't in Portland, but they went to Portland, I know, 1 year, and this has to be, God, 15 years ago?
I think the Portland finish line was season 13. So I remember the one Colin and Christy won was Detroit.
No, this wasn't Detroit.
Yeah, I nailed it in the season 13, Portland.
Hey, Jim, Rafaela just hit a triple.
I got your message, Melissa, and I replied, just to let you know.
Oh, my God.
JB, I honestly don't remember. I did
okay.
It on a dare. I did it on a dare, and then I met someone who was very good at this Amazing Race stuff, and she goes by the name of Georgia Peach on the internet, and we became friends, and she has a reality forum message board thing where it's predominantly Amazing Race, because she has people over there all over the world that spot them, take pictures, send them in. They try to figure out who's going to do what. And I'm like, man, this is great. I love how this is old school spoiling, but I don't do it like this no more. I just contact somebody and ask. And she's like, well, I can't do that. And I said, okay. That's what I do.
Back 15 years ago, calling up somebody.
To my knowledge, they still do a fantastic job. I think it's called Reality Forums something. I don't know.
Reality Fan Forum.
Reality Fan Forum.
Yeah, Reality Fan. And Georgia Peach, I mean, it's her thing, and she's fantastic. She is fantastic. And she's in BBW. And we've talked about different stuff, but that was our difference, was she's doing all this scientific stuff, which I love. I love that. I really do. But that was me 10 years ago, 12 years ago. That ain't me no more. I don't do that no more. I just ask. I just ask somebody.
Yeah, you
but
get somebody.
I love what they do there. I do. I love what she does.
Mm-hmm.
You get somebody like Russell Hands to give you the information, right?
Well,
I'm only kidding,
huh? Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, he was one of them, but, I mean, you know, it's like when I went through the lawsuit with Mark, and he was wanting to know about Russell, and I said, all right, I'm going to give you this one, but I ain't going to give you nothing else. Don't ask me nobody else. I'm going to give you him because I know that's who you want.
Yeah.
And I gave him Russell, and then he comes back and says, all right, now, tell me about other. I said, I told you, Mark, I ain't giving nobody else.
Yeah, I remember that was in August of 2009 or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, me and Mark got along great. I mean, I knew he never ever wanted a penny from me. He was wanting Russell.
Yeah.
And mainly because his wife hated him. Roma Downey hated Russell Hance.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the whole thing about that. And at the time, Jeff Probst, he loved Russell. So it became a pissing contest between Mark and Jeff as to who could piss off the bridge faster. And Mark said, well, I'll just sue him and I'll find out. So I got thrown in the middle of it.
Hey, Jim, your hog has made his Red Sox debut officially.
Isaiah?
Yep, Campbell is up to pitch.
Okay. Also, check this out. This is from the Cubs Rangers team. I set the clip to speed, but it's bases loaded, one out, bottom of 10th. Ground ball to the Cubs third baseman. And he throws home, which is the play to make there. And Carl Ravage is like, well, the Cubs had an out at first if they wanted it. Like, really? Are you that unaware of the situation?
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, I mean, as far as all of that, JB, it was like, I don't know what Russell, I really don't know what he was thinking. I guess he was, I don't want to say he was smart enough to know that I was a internet presence where people listened to me and trusted me. I don't want to give Russell that much credit because I think he just kind of fell into it that he ran up on me.
Yeah.
And I tried to help him out with my post and stuff to tell his side of the story. And he loved it, you know, because I was giving his version of what was going on. But, you know, there had to come a point where I had to say this was stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to sit there and say somebody is so brilliant and they end up being stupid. You know, I'm not going to defend that. If they played stupid at the end, they were stupid. And we even discussed that. We talked about that. That's what's so idiotic about him. You can talk to him. You can say, Russell, you can't play like this. You got to get their vote. You can't send them out.
He's going to play
his game. You can't send them out of the game and embarrass them and talk about them. You need their votes.
Yeah.
And I've said it probably 100 times, but the line he quoted me was, I feel like if I'm Mike Tyson and I knock him out, then I win. And I told him, I said, it ain't like that on Survivor, Russell. That's not how it works. He didn't listen. He has never listened. If he would have ever adapted his game more strategically, he probably could have been one of the best ever. But
yeah,
in my opinion, as of now, he's just seen as, oh, that was somebody, yeah. Yeah, they talked a lot of shit, but they never won. And then he went in another foreign country and played and was the first boot.
Yeah, Australia.
Oh, and this is the first boot from his tribe.
Wearing a damn immunity necklace around his neck.
Which was hilarious. I watched that. He was the first one off his tribe, and it was funny as hell.
Yeah.
And there was the one girl shit-talking him the entire time, too.
Yeah, you're at your first tribal, and you're wearing the immunity necklace around your neck because you're so bold, and they vote you out, and you don't play the necklace. How far up on the list of greatest players ever are you?
Way down at the bottom.
I remember seeing a clip of that season because, like, that season was the champions versus the contenders, and Russell was on the champions tribe. And then so he makes that snarky comment. He's like, oh, we're champions for a reason. And the host asks him, is like, well, what are you a champion for? You haven't won. And Russell is like, I'm just a good old guy because, like, I don't get it either. How is he a champion if he's never won Survivor, like?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The first two episodes of that season were insane.
If you're a Hans fan, that was kind of cringeworthy.
Yeah.
But it's because he's so hard-headed. You know, you can't tell him nothing. I've tried. Trust me. I've tried to tell him stuff on different levels. Personal, game, money. I've tried to tell him. He don't listen. He don't listen.
Yeah, I'll never forget when he called you early in the morning saying that he was going to marry Parv or something.
Yep.
Like that.
Yeah, and moving to L.A. And he was married. Yeah. And I knew the whole time she was playing his ass because I knew it. I knew it from Stephanie LaGrossa. I knew it from Steph. All right. We're about to close down. Get your good nights in. We'll see you next week.
Right.
Hey, good night,
good
everybody.
Night,
happy
everybody.
Easter.
Bye, everybody.
Night.
Yep. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Talk to everybody next week. Unless they keep